And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is... Oh, shoot. What's his name? He's been gone for so long. Oh, Pastor Butch Paul. Yes, he's back. And we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. What in the world did you do with the month of July?
Oh, I tell you, it's... I have no idea. I wish it was March again.
August is here. We just went the first of the year. It seemed like 2 months ago. My gosh, this is going by fast. But I am back. Glad to be home. I had a wonderful experience in a BioCare hospital in Tijuana. A wonderful experience. I hate to leave because my people down there have become like family. But a wonderful experience. And anybody, I will say this on the air, anybody out there who has health problems, please, please, please call our office. We'll give you a toll-free number for you to call and speak to Dr. Rodriguez, one of his staff. Please, please, please look into something different besides American health care. Alternative care, folks. You call our office at 800-777-4403. We'll give you the number to call to talk to Dr. Rodriguez. Let's see what I can do to help you. I promise you, folks, he'll do more to help you naturally than you ever get done with drugs. Now, that's my little punch for them. Melody, go ahead.
All right. I was two punches. That's okay. That's okay. Gold today. How about a punch for gold? Gold was up another $13.20 today at $1,957. Now, we did have a rocky start in the gold prices. In fact, last night, I was working till 8 o'clock writing deals, and I went to lock in some prices. Gold was up $20-some dollars in the aftermarket. And so we did have a big reversal early in trade today. We had a low of 1923 and a high of 1961. So we're looking to settle at 1957 today, or we're currently in the New York spot price. And it'll close in an hour. So it had a nice turnabout, 1320 to the upside for 1957.
Fantastic.
Silver today, sort of the same thing. We... Actually, it wasn't that bad. We had a low of 23.44 and a high of 24.73, but it was in negative territory most of the time. But hey, it's been up almost 16% in two weeks. So not a bad day for silver, being down 21 cents at 24.50. Platinum was up $6 at $958. Palladium was down Palladium was down $20 at $2,372. The USDX today was, stronger by 0.07 at 93.73. I didn't follow it today. I'm assuming that it was probably stronger this morning. I told you folks yesterday, somewhere along the line, they're going to try to stem the bleeding of the dollar. I think they tried to do that today, but they needed, maybe it's delayed reaction or whatever. So they're going to try, and we're going to see ups and downs. So just get used to the ups and downs. Nothing goes straight up. And if you bought, because it is tough with these premiums being so high, but if you bought and the price was higher and gold drops, $20, $30, don't fret. Because the same reason why I hope you didn't buy it just because it was going up in price. I hope you purchased it because of the fundamentals. Now, I know as human beings, we purchase things when things are going up. I get that. But the fundamentals for gold and silver, for the money to convert those fiat dollars into real money, that's the key. This is what you are doing. And Silver Eagles, they just disappeared overnight. The premiums are so high. And
what are they going for now, Melody?
They would be let's see, they would be $33.50.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And the majority of that is wholesale.
Because they're not moving a stock out.
And we don't have delivery dates on them. Same way with silver maple leaves, we don't have delivery dates. What we do have live, we do have kangaroos, Kruger Ants, silver Kruger Ants, and
well, I've got to say this. The first silver dollar I bought in 1994 5 was $3.
Mm-hmm.
They're up to almost $34 now. How much of an increase is that? Think about that, folks. Wow, that's phenomenal. That, I mean, it's just all of a sudden, boom, silver went from struggling to make it to 18 into the 20s overnight, basically. But you go ahead. I had to say that, man. What a time to invest in precious metals. Yeah, the prices are up now, folks. They may fluctuate a little bit, but they're going to go a whole lot higher in the very near future, I do believe. Melanie, go ahead. I'm sorry. I do believe too.
But you know what I always say, and this isn't to be a negative on anything on the price going up, but you have to understand what gold is and how it works. If gold stayed at this level, and the market crashed, you're still going to be the wealthiest person on your block, because everything that they owned was just depreciated by 70% or more. But you still kept your purchasing power at this level. So, and everything else would fall along with the depreciation of everything else. So, yes, you would still be wealthy. That's how gold works. But we get so caught up, and people sell gold based on, you know, the price going to 10,000 and silver going to 500. Those are exciting numbers, and I hope it gets there too. I think gold should be trading now at 5,000 with everything that's going on in this world. But and we're just human, and, you know, we get excited for all the wrong reasons many times. And so you have to be patient. Don't jump into something. I know somebody yesterday, I think he called before we opened at 9 o'clock, and then he ended up buying somewhere else. He ended up calling me back. But he got screwed, plain and simple. And I hate to say that word, he got taken. I mentioned this on the program yesterday. He paid more for a 10-ounce bar of gold than he could have purchased Gold Eagles. And by a lot. I'm talking, I can't remember, was it 40 or 60 bucks? He paid more for that bar? A bar. So be patient. We're extremely busy here at Discount Gold and Silver. And, you know, we'll find something for you. And there's no point in paying. And I asked him, when are they going to deliver it? I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? He says, I couldn't talk to anybody. What do you mean you couldn't talk to anybody? I've called multiple times, he said. And it was an online seller, a big one. And he said, nobody answered my phone call. He spent a lot of money. I don't know why anybody. I said, why would you spend that much money? And you weren't even talking to somebody. So when things get crazy, so do we, me included. So we just have to stay calm, use some common sense, and that's what I'm here for. And Butch, everybody said I have the most common sense than anybody they know. So,
well, I agree.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, you're the most straightforward, honest dealer that I've ever met in my life. And I've talked a lot over the years. I'm not saying the rest of them are necessarily crooks. I'm not saying that at all. But you're the most down-to-earth, straightforward, right up front, don't do this now, wait a while, you'll save money. Most people, they won't tell them that. They'll jump on the sale and charge whatever they have to get the sale. You're an exceptional dealer here, Melody. I mean, I know you don't think anything special, but you really are, in the sense that you would never, ever cheat somebody. You always tell the truth. And that's, when it comes to spending your money and investing in your future, you got to have someone you can trust. And I totally trust you.
And the thing of it is, you know, there's no guarantees in this life at all. You know,
no, there's not. No, there's
things
not.
Can change. There's no 100% guarantee in this life. So that's how you have to approach things. We just do the best that we can do with the information that we have. And you can't make decisions based on bad information or someone out there who's, who just wants all your money and they don't really care. So the Dow Jones today was down 205 points at 26,379. The NASDAQ was down 134 at 10,402. The S&P was down 20 at 3,218. 10-year yield, that's kind of 0.58. The euro is 117. European Asian markets, you know, nothing to talk about there. And so, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. I have a few U.S. consumer confidence. Let me pull that. Tumbles in July. The U.S. consumer confidence tumbled. The Conference Board, a New York research organization, reported Tuesday that its consumer confidence index fell from a June reading of 98.3 to 92.6. Now, of course, the weakness, they say, came from a drop in the expectations index, which measures consumer views about the short-term outlook for income, businesses, and labor market conditions. The consumer confidence index, it is a closely watched for signals it can send about future consumer spending, because, you know, we're a consumer nation, and our spending accounts for about 70% of economic activity. And said that the large, they also said that the large decline in the expectations index reflected big drops in sentiment in Michigan, Florida, Texas, and California. And these are all states that have seen a pretty big resurgence in the virus cases. So we have that information. The Fed today probably is what kept the market from falling significantly today. The U.S. Federal Reserve today said it's going to extend several of its lending facilities through the year end as the central bank continues to dial back expectations on how quickly the U.S. economy will recover. The extensions apply to those facilities that were due to expire on or around September 30th. The three-month extension will facilitate planning by potential facility participants and provide certainty that the facilities will continue to be available to help the economy recover. They just say enough to make sure nobody knows what they're saying. Hopes for a quick recovery have been dashed, of course. The U.S. Central Bank said the extensions apply to primary dealer credit facility, money market mutual fund, liquidity facility, primary market corporate, secondary market corporate credit facility, term asset-backed securities, remember all of these, paycheck protection program, and Main Street lending program. So these are all extended to the end of the year. Well, that should make y'all warm and fuzzy that our recovery is turning around. And, you know, we have the expanded unemployment benefits for millions of workers. They're set to expire this week. The Republicans and Democrats still negotiating that new aid price package that we talked about yesterday. Two other Fed programs have a longer timeline. The municipal liquidity facility was set to expire on December 31st, and the commercial paper funding facility on March 17th, 2020. So, there you have it. And, you know, pretty much a lot of the headlines is, you know, really not good. It's about our debt. And I think that's all I have for now.
Well, there's a lot going on. I want to share this article with about gold. And this will explain, I think, some of the reasons why it's happening. Gold hits record high amid coronavirus and U.S.-China tensions. So the price of gold rose to an all-time high Monday, eclipsing the previous record of 1921 per ounce set in September 2011. I can't believe it's been that long ago. I remember when that happened. I mean, we were at a seminar to find that out. That's been 9 years ago. Anyway, the record high comes as coronavirus pandemic and escalating U.S.-China tensions rattled investors, NBC News reported. Also contributing to the gold's increasing value are low interest rates and the dollar's decreasing worth, according to UBS Chief Investment Officer Mark Halfley. While we think gold will continue to be supported by rising geopolitical tensions, in our view, the primary drivers of gold price are its negative correlation to real interest rates and the dollar. And that's absolutely true. But they said that the the geopolitical tensions will also add to this. Well, Turkey is on the war path. And folks, this affects all of us. Turkey is kind of went into kind of military conflicts with Greece and Armenia, Iraq, Syria, Cyprus, nations such as Libya and Yemen. Israel reinforces troops near Golan Heights. U.S. military flies record number of planes near China's coast in July. Putin hails Russian Navy on cusp of achieving hypersonic strike missiles. So this is nothing, folks, to sneeze at. The Erdogan of Turkey is threatening other nations around him and actually making small skirmishes on the borders of these nations. This is causing global unrest, which will in turn cause financial systems to have more trouble struggling along, which will in turn will boost the price of gold and silver to another higher level. And I hate to say it that way, but it's really true, Melody, because that's what's called it. Since if the market were backed by something of value, gold and silver would be gold and silver. Maybe that's why we use it to make it worthwhile. But the market is based on hot air, just like a dollar is, and gold and silver goes up in value because the dollar drops in its value. Is that a good way to put it?
Yes. It's all right. Yeah. You did good.
Yeah. I mean, I tell people the gold, an ounce of silver, an ounce of gold, is always an ounce of silver, an ounce of gold. An ounce of silver, an ounce of gold should not fluctuate in value if the dollar is backed by the gold and silver. It will stay pretty much constant because we have fiat currency and the world's on a fiat currency system. Gold and silver are going up in price because the currencies around them are dropping in value. What says Trump are the weakest dollar in history? This is a New York Sun. Well, it's official. The Trump dollar is now the weakest in our history. The value of the greenback collapsed over the weekend to less than one thousand nine hundred fortieth of an ounce of gold. Whereas we write it lurks. Gold rips up record book as 2,000 tests looms, says a headline on Drudge. We ourselves are not making predictions. It's amazing enough that 100 days from the election, neither candidate has addressed the dollar crisis. And they don't. They don't address the dollar crisis. They don't address the debt. All they argue about is how much money they're going to spend on their next bailout. That's all they talk about. But the gold has dropped down to less than the 1,940th of an ounce of gold, Melody. Just think about that. Yeah. An ounce of gold is $1,950. The dollar is worth what compared to that? I mean, less than 1,940th of an ounce. That's nothing. It's a piece of paper, and it's losing value every day. And Trump himself said he wants low interest rates, which is causing dollar drop further in value. So you figure it out.
That's the path we're on, and that's the path. It's not going to change.
There's not.
No getting off this path. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to go into our first break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. CommonSenseRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and, of course, sign up for a weekly newsletter. And I just want to update the listeners. I wanted to give them a reason why all of a sudden the gold and silver eagles just kind of, well, gold eagles are still flowing, but the U.S. Mint did reduce the volume of coins that it's distributing to their authorized purchasers. And the Mint's West Point complex in New York, well, you know, they're going to take measures to prevent the virus from spreading among its employees, and that's what's going to slow down coin production for the next 12 to 18 months. So that gives you an idea of a pretty good time frame of everything unwinding. We're not even going to be close to normal, if we ever are, for at least 18 months. They just don't come out and throw these numbers out. Oh, wow, 12 to 18 months. No. The facility is no longer able to produce gold and silver coins at the same time, forcing it to choose one metal over the other. The West Point facility is one of the primary sites for bullion production, along with the San Francisco complex, which only partially reopened in May after shutting down earlier in the year. During the 2019 fiscal year, the U.S. Mint overall produced 18.8 million ounces of bullion. Now, I didn't say that much. That's a combination, I guess, of gold and silver, according to its most recent annual report. They believe that the environment is going to continue to lead to some degree of reduced capacity as they struggle to balance employee safety. The U.S. Mint, let's see, we all know how they distribute coins to the network of distributors. The cuts are yet another blow. We've talked about this many, many times, several times so far, about the America's coin supplies. Just last week, the Mint urged Americans to spend their pennies, nickels, and dimes, and quarters, because that has cut in-store sales purchases and also slowed the pace of coin circulation nationwide. That's what you want to believe, but that's what they released. These reduced allocations for gold and silver, of course, we see demand from investors is beginning to pick up to a little more of a panic mode than even, you know, during what we saw during March. And now, to cope with the demand, the Mint is now asking dealers to provide their 10-day and 90-day forecast for demand for the first time ever. That will allow it to decide what products to make, as some are more labor-intensive than others, according to what the Mint had said. If the Mint decides to make 1/10 of an ounce of gold, for instance, it must cut production of American silver eagles. So, and you know, when it comes from the government, they may as well just quit and close it up, because it's going to probably become so haywired in their production coins.
No doubt.
So, how can you ask what your projection's going to be for 90 days?
That's almost impossible. 10-day,
10-day maybe, huh?
That's almost impossible.
That's 3 months. So yes. I have to get, you know, I have to tell them what I'm, I don't have to, but the dealers do, what they're going to do 3 months from today. So that means they'll probably be committed. If they say this is what we'll probably do, they might be committed to purchase that. So that could put a damper on things too. So things are going to get tight, 12 to 18 months. So pay attention.
Well,
product is not going to be there.
No, it isn't. And my son lives in Clarksburg, near Clarksburg, West Virginia, in a little town called Weston. Went to Walmart in Clarksburg week four last week before I left for a trip. Went in to purchase some things, and you couldn't. They would not check out with a clerk at the registry. You had to go through the self checkout and use the credit card. The reason being, they cannot make change. Now that's the truth. That was the Walmart in Clarksburg, West Virginia, could not make change. You had to use your credit card, debit card at a self checking. Station. So that's where we are. And you can watch next, ones and $5 bills are going to start going away also. I don't know when. I'm not telling you it's going to happen next month, next week, whatever. You're going to see a shortage of ones and fives in the near future on top of the change. When they predict 12 to 18 months out before they really manufacture more coins, Melody, that's going to put a damper on a lot of things because they want to go to a cashless society. We'll cover it in a minute. They want to go to the Fed coin, but we'll cover that in a few minutes. You go ahead. I'll shut up a minute.
Well, no, I'm good there. So I'm done with that information there. So,
well, I'll just get the Fed coin there real quickly. This is from Ron Paul, so this is good news as far as being solid. Fed coin, new scheme for tyranny and poverty. Now, folks, listen, it's because this is coming your way. Melody told you years ago that you're going to have a universal basic income coming. Listen to what they're offering right here. If some Congress members get their way, the Federal Reserve may soon be able to track many of your purchases in real time and share the information with government agencies. This is just one of the problems with the proposed digital dollar or Fed coin. Fed coin was initially included in the first coronavirus spending bill. While the proposal was dropped from the final version of the bill, there's still great interest in Fed coin on Capitol Hill. Some progressives have embraced Fed coin as a way to provide Americans with a universal basic income. Melody, you were right on again. Both the Senate Banking Committee and the House Financial Services Committee held hearings on Fed coin this June. It's a first step toward making Fed coin a reality. Fed coin would not be an actual coin, no duh. Instead, it would be a special account created and maintained for each American by the Federal Reserve. Created and maintained by the Federal Reserve for everyone that lives in this country. Each month, Fed employees could tap a few keys on a computer and bingo, each American would have dollars added to the Federal Reserve account. This is the 21st century equivalent of throwing money from helicopters. Melody, that's a powerful, powerful article, and that's just a part of it. Fed coin. Imagine that. You'll have no more privacy in purchasing at all, but you will get a UBI. Oh, that's wonderful. Who cares about freedom and privacy when you get free everything? But this is in the coming, and they try to get it through with the virus spending bill. It's coming probably, I would say, my mind, before the end of this year. What do you think about that?
Well, I know legislation was written. Of course, it wasn't passed, but it was written after the 2008 Great Recession. It was written that retirement accounts, pension accounts, and so forth, I mean, we're looking at 21 trillion digits sitting there. It's not money, it's just digits.
It's digits, you're right.
Just digits. Right. And they would offer to the retired person, you'll never have to worry about your money. We'll manage it for you, and we'll give you this on a monthly basis, and you never ever have to worry about outliving your money. And I always thought, well, no, once your money is gone, they'll just kill you. You know, you'll take you out of the picture. This is the same concept. You know, that's what UBI is. That's what's giving people $600 a week more money than they normally make at their jobs. And lots of times it's probably a lot less also than what they might have made at their jobs. So it's They are going to change our monetary system. It's that simple. It's just that simple. I always believed there would be a two-tier.
They have to.
I'd always believed there'd be a two-tier system, one for global trade and one for domestic. And, you know, I do think there will be two. I don't think, you know, so I still believe gold will be used for global trade, because that's the only way you can stabilize currencies, even digital currencies. So, but for domestic currency, you know, until it's actually done, I mean, you know, it's, but this is probably the most plausible one that I would not hesitate to agree with, that that's what they're going to do. They're pushing us into that UBI. And if
really
Biden
are.
Gets elected, and once they kick him out and his VP becomes president, oh Lord, help us.
Well, along those lines, a few GOP dissidents ready to let Biden win and look ahead to 2024. As a matter of fact, Rush Limbaugh said Republicans haven't got a chance of winning for the foreseeable future. Rush Limbaugh said that. President Trump is down in the polls. The Republican National Convention is mostly canceled. And now some Republicans are contemplating the unthinkable. Would they be better off losing in November and rebuilding for 2024? The thought is starting to cross people's minds, a Republican strategist who requested anonymity to speak candidly. On one way or the other, there will be life after Trump. So, are they throwing in a towel maybe a little bit? Sounds to me like they are. Some of them are anyway. Go ahead.
There's not going to be a conservative life. There's not going to be a moral life. There's not going to it'll be a different life, but there will be life after.
There's not going to be, if there's an election, I don't care who wins it. As I said before, all hell's going to break loose. And it's going to come. It's already started. We're already basically a civil war in some states and cities across this country, Melody. We're already almost a state of civil war. The feds are moving in with the federal police agencies, the National Guard moving in. They're at war with people burning down buildings and business government buildings. There are cops retreating into their stations, hiding from the mobs. This is a war. Maybe on a small scale as of right now, but it's going to increase, in my opinion, and escalate to something nobody wants to see, and it's going to happen over the next few months. So no matter what happens in an election, no matter who wins, this is not going to stop. And I don't want to make anybody depressed. I'm telling the truth. I tell you the truth because I care. If you're going to do anything with your finances, folks, do them now. Do not wait another day or two or a month or whatever. Don't do that. If you plan on investing in something worthwhile, call Melody and get it done. Please, for your own sakes, do this. Please.
You know, we continue to talk about retail, the apocalypse. And here you have Hasbro's stocks plunge as toy factory shut down. So here's another factory that shut down, and their shares fell 8% yesterday. And Hasbro, that makes toys that are tied to popular Disney franchises as well as Nerf, Monopoly, and Peppa Pig, said that the overall sales were down 29% in the quarter. And the company blamed the rash of temporary store closings in March and April and factory shutdowns across the globe, because we don't get anything here in the States, for their bad sales. Hasbro said that Chinese factories, which make up about 55% of the company's production, there you go, 55%, they're back to almost at normal operating hours. Our supply chain is broken, though. It really is. I mean, you start talking, asking around and looking to buy something and so forth, you just can't get it. Or the prices and the premiums have skyrocketed. Someone told me they bought a pound of burger, not even looking at it. They got it home because, you know, how much does hamburger cost? $16.
What?
At Aldi. Is it Aldi's?
Aldi's, yes. And $16 a pound?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. Well, I'm so glad I got beef to butcher this fall. I really am.
So, I mean, you know. So, anyway, that is just another sign of the, you know, problems that we face, the supply and the disruption in the supply chain. We don't make anything in this nation. So it takes longer to get back.
No, we don't.
It'll take us longer to get our economy back.
If we do.
It'll take us longer than any of the European countries. You know, than the big China. Because we don't make anything here. So, it's amazing.
We're seeing a lot of things starting to hurt now. Of course, with the bailout ending, as you said, in this month of the $600 extra week, people that are out of work. I know for a fact some of them are depending on that. It's going to be gone. They're not back to work yet. And they're going to say they're not going to be able to make it without that. So whether we have another one or not, it's just another temporary delay to what's going to happen. But they said 11 million households could be evicted over the next 4 months because they can't pay the rent now. They're out of work. 11 million households. I know for a while that they put a hold on that. Landlords couldn't kick them out for a while because they're out of work. Of course, that isn't fair to the landlords either. You know, that the landlords don't have to make money also. So anyway, this hurt everybody concerned. But 11 million people, 11 million households, Melody, with even four per household. That's a lot of people homeless, is it not?
It's a lot of homeless, isn't it?
It really is. And they can put a Band-Aid on again and maybe fix it for a little while longer. But how long is it going to last before it runs out again? They can't keep this up forever. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Something has to give. Something has to go. And now Walmart and Kroger are bottling their own milk. They're shaking up the whole dairy industry, especially the poor farmers. When you know it, the farmers are getting hit again. With this shakeup in Walmart and Kroger's bottling their own milk or providing their own bottles for the milk, and it's starting to squeeze out old line companies with premium brands and hurt the farmers again. Oh my! The farmers have been taking a beating.
I don't think I'd want to drink their
years.
Milk.
I don't think so. Thank God I get fresh milk right here where I live. But it's amazing how this is all coming unraveled as we speak.
I know. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're unraveling into our second break. We'll be right back.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You know, we're seeing, just to let you know, there's a tropical storm that's heading towards Florida. And a lot of what I've been reading about and hearing about is we're going to have a doozy of a hurricane season. So, not looking forward to that. So, that means there's going to be a lot of areas. Hopefully, it all evades us and it doesn't happen. But there'll be a lot of, you know, destruction. Hopefully not severe, but that's not what they're predicting. So just something else to add to the troubles. And didn't, what year did Katrina happen? 2005?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it was 2005, that's the year that they said is we're on schedule to have the same number of storms and severe storms, the same as 2005. And I thought to myself, well, that's when we had Katrina, I thought. So hope we don't have a Katrina. But so again, if you're living in Florida and on the coast, you know, pay attention to this storm that will be coming next week.
Okay. Ready to move? Am I ready to go again?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
How many times over the years have you talked about the dry bulk shipping rates and what happens with those? Well, they've been sliced in half, and that's a lot. Fortunes rise and fall fast in ocean shipping. Easy come, easy go. Case in point, dry bulk spot rates were surging throughout June and the first week of July. Today, they're on a steep slide. Levels for the big chip ships are spiraling downward, brokerage Fern Lees wrote in a weekly report. Every rally is followed by a correction, something that is currently taking place following one of the strongest rallies in recent memory, coming in a breakwave advisor, creator of the breakwave dry bulk shipping ETF. Rates for Cape-sized bulkers, ships with capacity of 180,000 deadweight tons, or DWT, were down to $17,300 per bait today on Friday, according to Plateau Securities. That's about half the peak of 33,800 just on July 6th, and down 39% 1 year from this time last year. So things are not shipping and moving as it did for a little bit. That's another sign of something declining somewhere, Melody, in marketing, purchasing, whatever. But that means that, again, farmers that ship their products maybe are not shipping as much because they don't have the quality of the product to do it. I don't know, since the quantity is not there. I have no idea. But Nissan said this is the second straight annual loss this year for about $6 billion. Nissan. Japanese automaker says sales aren't expected to fully rebound for another 2 years. And I don't think rebound in 2 years. I hope I'm wrong on that. It said coronavirus pandemic squeezes McDonald's profit. So it said for second quarter ending in June, McDonald's reported earnings per share adjusted for one-time items of 66 cents per share, down 68% from the year prior year's period, down 66%. I mean, that's quite a hit, is it not?
It really is.
I mean, we drove, well, on the way back from Mexico. We parked the car in Pittsburgh. Come home this past Saturday morning. We stopped at a restaurant. There was a little pancake shop. I can't remember the name of it now. But we pulled up in the driveway, and I saw people sitting outside, but I didn't pay attention to it. You know, I got out of the car, went to walk in. A lady sat at the door, said, "We only have 4 tables open in the restaurant." So there's a waiting line of anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour. So we went somewhere else. So we had to drive through Burger King or Burger Chef one day to get a bite to eat. Well, went by through the dining room, and all the tables were stacked in the corners. Nobody's in the dining room, obviously. They're only doing fast food drive through. The businesses are not recovering. They're not coming back like everybody thought they would. They're still cutting back. And they're always a Waffle Hut to us, talking about the pancake place. So businesses are not coming back like everybody thought they should. And that's why Lindball says the Republicans have had it now for near the foreseeable future. Some Republicans are hoping that Biden will get elected. Now, that's a sad state of affairs when you hear that from people that's supposed to be on the president's side. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I know it's getting bad enough. Now, the Kodak. You remember Kodak used to make film?
I do.
Yeah. They're going into the drug business. They are. Kodak soars after government loan to end China medical supply chain reliance. Now, this is really happening, folks. In an apparent retaliation of a rising rhetoric of the China virus in April, American firms producing medical goods in China were slapped with new export restrictions, stranding much of their supplies and warehouses across the country. The move highlighted to many just how precarious the U.S. medical supply chain was, and more critically, how dependent on new enemy number one, China, the American healthcare system was. Now, folks, just think about this. We are dependent on China to produce our medicines. Now, listen. As we detailed previously, according to research in U.S. congressional hearings, something like 80% of present medicines consumed in the United States are produced in China. 80% of your life-saving medicines are produced in China. This includes Chinese companies and foreign drug companies that have outsourced their drug manufacturing in joint ventures with Chinese partners. According to Rosemary Gibson of the Hastings Center Bioethics Research Institute, who authored a book in 2018 on the same theme, the dependency is more than just alarming. The made in China drugs today include most antibiotics, birth control pills, blood pressure medicines such as Valacin, blood thinners such as heparin, and various cancer drugs. It includes such common medicines as penicillin, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, and aspirin. This also includes medicines to treat HIV, Alzheimer's disease, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, cancer, depression, epilepsy, among others. A recent Department of Commerce study found that 97% of all antibiotics in the United States come from China.
Wow.
And so now think about this. This is unbelievable. And so the Trump administration has begun to do something about this over-reliance with today's first of its kind loan to help expedite domestic production of drugs that can treat a variety of medical conditions and loosen the U.S. reliance on foreign sources. Good for him. Somewhat forgotten filmmaker Eastman Kodak received $765 million in U.S. government loan under the Defense Production Act to help produce ingredients for drugs. We have a long, long history in chemical and advanced materials, well over 100 years. Cartenazia told Dow Jones, adding that they have the infrastructure to begin production quickly. So Eastman Kodak is going into the drug-making business with a loan of almost $800 million from the government to do so, to get us off the dependency of China. And I'd say that's a good move in some ways, for sure. But Melody, how did we get to the point that we trusted with this in the first place?
I know. I mean, when did it happen? How did it happen? Everyone that's sitting in that Washington, D.C. is to blame. Everyone. And, you know, again, we give Kodak almost $1 billion. $1 billion. But they didn't give a list of what they're going to produce.
No, they didn't.
So that's what I'd like to know. They've given, you know, hundreds of millions, probably billions, to these pharmaceutical companies to come up with a vaccine. And they all trade on their stocks. It's all inside trading. You know, you have Moderna where you have connections to the White House. I mean, it's just like, you know, it sounds great. But we don't get any details. What are the details? What else? What else goes along with it? You know, you're talking $1 billion. I don't know what you can do to bring into this nation, but we're the biggest spenders of the world. So how about some, I don't know, restrictions or some, what am I trying to think of? Some sort of a, so they can only sell so much here. Say, well, you know, you can only sell this unless it's made here. You can only import so much. You can only import 10% of your goods unless you manufacture 50% of it here. Something. You know, make them give something back. And they don't. They just funnel money to them. And that's what's so frustrating. They just funnel the money directly from, you know, the taxpayers' pocketbook to these companies, multinational companies. And what do we get in return? Promises. So it sounds like a great deal. But what are the details? What are they going to make? How long is it going to take? And where are they going to make it? Here?
How do you trust them in the first place? How do you know what quality you're getting? How do you know? I mean, you've probably all heard that some people are getting seeds in the mail from China, and they're telling them not to open the package.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. So we trust them with their medicine, but not with seeds?
Yeah, exactly.
Duh.
And if the listeners don't know about the seeds, I just heard about that today, Butch.
Yes.
Where people are receiving seeds. They almost look like pumpkin seeds, a little bit bigger, I think, or thicker. And they don't know where they're coming from. And they think it's China sending it around, hoping people plant it. And it can go in there and destroy our crops.
Yet we trust them to make our medicine. And we're all upset about seeds. Go figure. If I have time, we'll like to share this last article. I think it's kind of important.
All right.
And kind of spooky, too. We've got a few minutes left here. Google is working on smart tattoos that turn skin into living touchpad. Google is working on smart tattoos that, when applied to the skin, will transform the human body into a living touchpad via embedded sensors. Google's working on part of a Google research, a wearable project is called Skin Marks. I don't like that name either. Skin Marks. They use rub-on tattoos. The project is an effort to create a next generation of wearable technology devices, the CNET reported, citing white papers and demo videos. Here's how the technology works. The sensor-driven tattoos are applied to a part of the body. The sensors can then be triggered by traditional touch or swipe gestures like that we perform on smartphones. There are a few gestures that are more specific to working on the skin surface. You can squeeze an area around a tattoo or bend your fingers or limbs to activate the sensors. Researchers at Saarland University in Germany wrote in a white paper that the benefit of using skin as an interface is tapping into fine motor skills that humans being naturally have. The project is partly funded through Google Facility Research Awards. Interacting with your own skin and limbs also means you can do it without looking. The tattoos are made by screen printing conductive ink into tattoo paper. Some of the prototype tattoos include cartoon drawings or light-up displays. Through a vastly reduced tattoo thickness and increased stretchability, a skin mark is sufficiently thin and flexible to conform to irregular geometry like flexure lines protruding a bone, the researchers wrote. So this will be something new now that... my mind's going blank. About with glasses, that the computer screen now is on your glasses. You don't have to have a computer in front of you or a pad. You can now use your computer on your glasses. Well, this will maybe go along with that. With the skin mark, put this on your skin, you can actually become a walking, living, breathing computer. Really, that's just a little bit on the spooky side.
The part that's spooky is where you said that you wouldn't have to look at it.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
I don't know. But my mind's going blank on who made the glasses. I want to say, I don't even want to guess who made it, but they made a pair of glasses, again, that your projections on your lens, on your glasses lens, and even talk about putting a lens in individuals, in people's eyes, that they can actually look at with their naked eye.
Well, it's kind of like, I think it's BMW who has the windshield, that the information comes up in the windshield.
Well, I can see it now on the road on here.
I don't think I would like that either. But it's the same concept as your glasses and the, you know, what the vehicles already have. It's scary, Butch.
It is. We're getting very close to something happening here. I think that's going to make it's going to be a biblical, seriously biblical proportions. I see it happening. We're going away from real money cash. We're going to a Bitcoin of some kind. Where everything is tracked and traced, and everything you buy is absolutely tracked by the Fed. Your livelihood depends on what they put in your monthly account. And what you spend. If you spend the wrong thing, they'll know about it. If you buy something you shouldn't buy, they're going to know about it. You can't buy anything privately. You can't buy a firearm from a neighbor. You can't buy anything, tools or anything else from somebody else without it being known. Now, this is where we're heading, folks. Right into the beast system, completely controlled by a world power that we don't even want to think about. It's coming to America, and it's coming. It's not only coming, it's already here. It started a long time ago.
And what I said, too, I said, you know, people say, well, the Democrats hate Trump. Yeah, they might. But they hate us even more. And I think everything that we're seeing through Trump's administration wasn't so much to get him. It was more to get us. And they were flexing their muscles and showing us just how they tried to flex their muscles. And they're taking us down this road now. And
they
it's
are.
Everything
they
that
are.
You said.
Well, when people are scared, they obey orders, and when you give them false hope, they obey even more. That's where we are. I was in Mexico, as you know, Melody. And it's the same thing there. People are wearing masks and scared and upset. Now, they're not mandated in too many places, but people are wearing them. Same thing in Mexico as it is in the United States.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right, and we'll see you. Actually, you're going to be here with me tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.